This is NPR News Today from Minnesota Public Radio. I'm Nina Moyney. The Hennepin County Attorney's Office released a list of names Friday of more than 70 defendants whose cases involved an Eden Prairie police officer accused of falsifying a warrant. Brant Williams reports.
According to the list, Eden Prairie police officer Travis Serafin was a critical witness in 24 cases and listed as being important to the chain of custody of evidence in another 16. The Hennepin County Attorney's Office says Serafin lied on a 2017 search warrant and has said that will likely lead to dozens of cases being dismissed. And they say at least one person will be released from prison. An attorney representing the officer has said Serafin, who was a member of a countywide drug task force, did not intentionally falsify the warrant in question. Serafin remains on the job. Brant Williams, Minnesota Public Radio News, Minneapolis.
The Minneapolis City Council has approved spending $1.5 million to build emergency shelter for people living at the homeless encampment on Franklin and Hiawatha Avenues. However, the city still needs to design the shelter and hire an operator. Council President Lisa Bender joined her colleagues in voting in favor of the spending measure.
I know we're moving quickly, and I know that we're moving, you know, not with ideal circumstances, but that shouldn't lead us to make, you know, bad decisions that put people in a bad situation. So given the strength of the partnership, and again, our thanks go to the county and to the state and to the community partners, that's why I'm willing to take this risk here today and to go forward with approving money with this level of uncertainty.
The city aims to shelter around 150 people temporarily on a nearby property owned by the Red Lake Nation. A Minnesota district judge on Friday issued a temporary restraining order against the Nobles County Sheriff. Rehem Fashir reports.
The restraining order requires Sheriff Kent Wilkening to release undocumented jail inmates when they are eligible. This order was filed as part of a class action lawsuit that the ACLU of Minnesota has filed against a county. The ACLU alleges that the sheriff cooperates with immigration authorities by keeping inmates in jail even when they've posted bond or have been granted release by a judge. The ACLU brought similar action against Nobles County in 2015, and a federal judge ruled in favor of the ACLU. An attorney for Nobles County has previously said that the practice of cooperating with immigration doesn't violate the Fourth Amendment. In a statement, the attorney said this case, like others across the country, is intended to force counties to become sanctuary counties. Rehem Fashir, Minnesota Public Radio News.
In sports, the football Gophers host Nebraska this afternoon at 2:30, and the Vikings play the Jets tomorrow at noon in New York. In weather, a chance of rain and snow showers will diminish today, leading to sunny and breezy conditions and a high of 40. Sunday's looking much warmer with highs near 60. This is NPR News Today from Minnesota Public Radio.